straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball. Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Welcome into Kinston, North Carolina, where we are ready to go for Game 3 of 6 between the Woodpeckers and the Wood Ducks. The first pitch of our ball game is out, and it misses a little bit high to the leadoff hitter, Tommy Sacco. We are underway in Game 3 of this series, 2 minutes early tonight. I said, why wait till 7 o'clock? We're going at 6:58 tonight, and these fans are ready for some baseball. The pitch is up and outside. It's 2-0 now on Tommy. Jacob Melton, Zach DiZenzo, the next batters due up. Here's the pitch from Emiliano Teodo. Sacco flies to straightaway center field. And the put away by Marcus Smith, the center fielder, for out number one. So Whitaker, Clifford, and Jackson Loft in the middle three, and then the bottom three of Joe Thon's lineup card, Zach Cole, Ryan Robleski, and Leo Stanny Molina. This series is tied up at one game apiece after the Woodpeckers shut out these Wood Ducks 6-0 last night on a combined shutout from Carlos Calderon and Ronnie Garcia. Jacob Melton takes outside. The count is 1-0. A 10-4 defeat for Fayetteville in the opener on Tuesday due to a runaway 9-run fifth inning. So the upper hand in the series on the line today as Melton takes outside from Teodo. And it's a one ball and no strike count. Our broadcast tonight live on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. No MILB.TV feed, so we're your exclusive home all week long via online radio. A slider down and inside on Melton. It's 3-0. They're being careful against him here after his big night yesterday. 4-for-4 with a pair of doubles, a home run, his third with the Woodpeckers, and also a single. He had 9 total bases. And a fastball missed a little bit low. Jacob Melton draws a 4-pitch walk. And he has reached base in each of his last 6 plate appearances. It brings up Zach DiZenzo. Emiliano Teodo, one of the good arms this year for the Down East Wood Ducks, been with them all season long. Making his 21st appearance and 16th start. Pitch to DiZenzo is a slider that gets him to swing through. And it's 0-1. Teodo, a 3-4 record, a 2.94 ERA. He's gone 76 innings this season, giving up 25 earned runs, 36 walks to 104 strikeouts. Teodo comes set at the belt, and he pitches. And DiZenzo swings and hits a fly ball out into left center field. Marcus Smith retreating in front of the track. He lines it up, comes forward on it, makes the grab, and sends Jacob Melton back to first base. A DiZenzo fly out. And there are two away in the opening inning. See if the Woodpeckers can try and scratch across a run in the first frame again tonight. They got a run in the first on Tuesday. And they led wire-to-wire yesterday, scoring half of their runs in the top of the first. They scored 3 of their 6 against yesterday's starting pitcher, Winston Santos. Those were all unearned runs due to a pair of fielding errors from Maximo Acosta. Whitaker, the right-handed batter, takes below the zone, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Whitaker batting 187 and playing in his 115th game of the season. He has 10 home runs, 52 driven in. And right on the doorstep of 20 doubles, he has 19. Go along with 3 triples as well, as 19 doubles the most on the team. The 10 home runs are second most right now behind Logan Cerny with his 15 big flies, but Cerny hasn't played in over a month. Still on the active roster, but battling an injury. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and it is a slider called to strike to Whitaker, 2-1. Woodpeckers are back in the grays today. That 1918 uniform, black number on the back, a gray uniform with Fayetteville and black block lettering across the chest, a black belt, gray pant, black pinstripe down the side of the leg. Emiliano Teodo delivers, and he swings and misses. Whitaker on, it's now 2-2. Jacob Melton on first. The Wood Ducks, they're in those leaf camo uniforms. It's a brown camo with the white pant and the orange and black pinstripe down the side of the leg. Tioto delivers and shorts the plate. And now Melton's on the move. Here comes the throwdown from the catcher, Narvaez, and it's just a little bit late getting to second base. Jacob Melton with a late decision to go to second after that ball kicked away just briefly from Narvaez. But he gets into scoring position. Now a base hit could bring him in. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, and the batter on deck is Ryan Clifford. Here comes Tioto's pitch. It's a fastball called a strike on the outside corner. So the Woodpeckers leave Melton on second base. They don't score in the opening inning, and the Wood Ducks come up when we return for the bottom of the first. Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Secor Stadium is the place to be on Wednesday night all summer long. Every Wednesday home game is Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Enjoy $1 Smithfield Foods hot dogs throughout the game and bring your pup to the park for only a dollar as well. The great deals don't stop there. If the Woodpeckers win on Wednesday, so do you. Every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to a future Wednesday home game. So bring the whole family, including your furry friends, down to Segra Stadium Wednesday night for Dollar Dog Night. Learn more at MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Just underway in Kinston. It is the bottom of the first inning. Woodpeckers go scoreless in the top half, and now right-hander A.J. Bluebaugh out on the mound for the Woodpeckers, making his second appearance for Fayetteville since his seventh-round draft selection this year by the Houston Astros. His first pitch is a swing and a miss fastball to Maximo Acosta, and it is 0-1. Acosta, Figueroa, and then Cam Colley, the top three in the order. Here's the pitch, right down the chute. Again, another fastball, and it's 0-2. Yosi Gallan, the leading home run hitter, is the Downey's cleanup bat. Marcus Smith, 5, Miguel Villarreal, 6, and then the bottom three, JoJo Blackman, Tucker Mitchell, and Efrenier Narvaez. Infield, outfield, straight up against Acosta, and here's the pitch. He swings and fights away a slider, and it is 0-2. And the next pitch, slider down to the dirt. A.J. Bluebaugh pitched for the Woodpeckers last week at home against the Charleston Riverdogs. He went three innings in his start, actually out of the bullpen, Bluebaugh. He came in behind rehabber Josh James. So it felt like a start. And now a fly ball corked out to center. Melton back on it, and he makes the catch. One gone, Acosta retired, and Figueroa is coming up. Bluebaugh, he went scoreless in the first and the second inning, but then the third inning of work kind of unraveled on him. He gave up 8 total hits, 6 earned runs in his third inning of work. He ended up getting through that inning, but only went 3. And walked 2, struck out 4. Now he kicks and pitches, and Figueroa swings through a breaking ball. It's 0-1. Around the diamond defensively today for Fayetteville, you have Ryan Clifford out in left. Jacob Melton is the center fielder, and Zach Cole plays right. Tyler Whitaker is at third base, and Zach DiZenzo across the diamond at first. Center cut fastball, called strike two on Figueroa, and it's nothing and two. Jackson Lofton is the shortstop. Tommy Sacco plays at second. And Ryan Wroblewski, the 20th round draft pick, he does the catching. The 0-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss on a slider down and inside. Blue ball gets him, and Wroblewski throws up the first baseline to complete the strikeout of Figueroa. There are two gone. And Camp Colley is coming up. Blue ball also pitched at the Astros rookie complex this year. He made three appearances and two starts. He gave up two earned runs over five and two-thirds innings. Walked three, struck out four. So hoping for a little bit of a cleaner night tonight, but no doubt a tough opponent in Down East, who are right in the heart of the playoff hunt in the North Division. Here comes the wind in the 0-1. And Colley pops this up, first base side. DiZenzo hustling over, but that gets out of play into the picnic tables. And it's nothing and two. A quick start to this at bat for A.J. Blubaugh. Getting ahead of all three batters he's faced so far. Blubaugh delivers. And he misses outside with a waist pitch slider. One ball and two strikes. It's another still night. Little to no breeze right now, showing on those center field flags. 390 to center, 335 down each foul line here at Granger Stadium. The 1-2 pitch. And it's a called strike three. Fastball in the outside corner gets Cam Colley looking. And A.J. Blubaugh goes 1-2-3 in the bottom of the first. We're scoreless through one tonight in Kinston.
Up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970.
Top two in Kinston, and we have no score in the early going. No hits per side. Each pitcher going 1-2-3 in the top half. Ryan Clifford leads it off for the Woodpeckers in the left side. And here comes the kick, and 1-0 is down and in. Two balls and no strikes on Ryan Clifford, the 19-year-old and 11th rounder by the Astros in 2022. Teodo pitches and misses high with a breaking ball. Three balls and no strikes. Next up is Jackson Lofton, and then Zach Cole will get to face Teodo. And the 3-0 pitch, taking the entire way, a fastball for a strike. Didn't work here around the Down East defensive alignment in that first inning, but here in the second you have Yosi Gallon out in left. Center field Marcus Smith and J.J. Blackman is in right. That pitch misses high to Clifford. He draws a walk, already the second walk given up by Teodo. And it'll bring up Jackson Lofton. Now Miguel Villarreal, he is the third baseman. Over at first is Tucker Mitchell. Maximo Acosta is the shortstop. Cam Colley at second. And Efrenier Nervaez does the K catching. So Lofton ready. He swings at the very first pitch and pops this up behind home plate. Narvaez gets to the start of the backstop. That clanks on the roof. And it is an 0-1 count. Decent-sized crowd filing into the seats here on this Thursday night at Granger Stadium. Best crowd we've had this week. And usually good amount of the seats filled on Friday and Saturday at this ballpark. Is a swing and a miss at a slider. It's Jackson Lofton in a nothing and two hole. Stadium lights are flicked on and the sun already starting to set. Feels like it's getting darker and darker as we now begin September. Woodpeckers coming through a month of August. That was a tough one for them. And they were eliminated officially from the postseason last week at home against the Charleston River Dogs. So the count 0-2 and a swing and a miss by Lofton. And he came up a little bit hobbled on that swing. He was underneath a slider. And now it's Zach Cole. You are going to get a personal pan pizza, front pizza. Cole, the lefty, swings at the first one and misses. 0-1 count. So two walks, two strikeouts for Emiliano Teodo. Pitch to Cole. And there's a slider that tumbles into the zone. It is 0-2. Man on first is Clifford after the leadoff walk. Woodpeckers looking for their first base hit still. Ryan Robleski on deck and Leo Stanley Molina in the hole. And Teodo steps off. O-2. And that's outside. One ball and two strikes. Cole batting 221 on the season, playing in game number 21 since the draft tonight. He has 15 hits with Fayetteville, four doubles, but no triples or home runs just yet. He had a three-run double on Tuesday night and has eight RBIs now on the season. The 1-2 is called strike three. Inside corner, got him looking. Cole thought that pitch was too far inside, but kept the argument to himself and back to the dugout on the second out. The third K for Teodo. Now Ryan Robleski is coming up. And a spin and a throw over to first to check up on Clifford before Robleski gets to swing. Ryan with a big double on Sunday that helped extend the game and lead to Tommy Sacco's walk-off two-run home run. Pitch is taken on the inner corner, 0-1. Calling balls and strikes today is Chris Janke and Juan Gomez works the bases, the two-man umpiring crew in the black hats, black polos, and the gray pants. And time called. Narvaez has removed the catcher's mask and is digging a little bit of dirt out of the eye or maybe a stray eyelash. Out of the stretch, Teodo throws the 0-1, and he elevates a fastball. One ball and one strike. Robleski batting 105 over his Woodpeckers season so far. That totals 12 games, four hits and 38 at-bats. And three of the four hits have been doubles. He has an RBI, four walks to 14 strikeouts. He swings and grounds this out to third. It's knocked down by Villarreal. He quickly bare hands, throws across the first base side, and he gets the out. Good recovery by Villarreal at third, saves an error, and ends the top of the second inning. Woodpeckers still looking for their first base hit. We go bottom two without any score. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers' 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Cleanup hitter Yosi Gallan leads off the bottom of the second inning. A.J. Blubaugh is back out to work, and Gallan checks too far at an outside slider. It is 0-1. We're scoreless after 1.5. Here's the pitch, and a slider falls in. Called strike two on Gallan. Gallan at 214 average, 18 home runs. He hit a two-run homer on Tuesday. And 54 driven in. Takes down and outside. A.J. Blubaugh went 1-2-3 in the bottom of the first inning. He struck out Figueroa and Cam Colley. Also got a fly out. So an efficient start for him tonight. And here's the kick and 1-2 pitch. A swing and a miss at a fastball. And A.J. Blubaugh has struck out three in a row. And that'll bring up Marcus Smith. First pitch, Smith is down low, 1-0. Marcus Smith has hit just 173 this year in the Carolina League. He's playing in his 87th game. He only has 48 hits all season and just short of 300 at-bats. Here's the 1-0, that is, and it's a breaking ball in the zone for a called strike, 1-1. Seven doubles, a triple, five home runs, and he's driven in 29 for down east. The 1-1 pitch. Smith swings and misses at a fastball. 91 miles an hour from Blubaugh. And the count is 1-2. Here is the delivery, and it is a little up and in. Two balls and two strikes on Marcus Smith. And now the break even. A line drive towards the middle, moving to his right is Loft, and he backhands, throws a roller to first, but not in time to get Smith. DiZenzo knocks it down, Smith is aboard. Loft had made a good effort at that ball, moving to his right-hand side, backhanding a short-hopping liner, but in a tough spot to make a play after fielding the baseball. And now here's Miguel Villarreal. Runner on the move to second. Wroblewski's throwdown is not in time. Smith got the left hand in there. Throw was accurate by Wroblewski. Tommy Sacco placed the tag on the left shoulder, but Marcus Smith beats it out. Villaroy Allen, a one ball, no strike count. And here's the pitch out of the stretch from Blue Ball. It's a fastball in the zone. Strike one. And there's a ground ball hit foul off the facing of the Woodpeckers dugout. 1-2 count. Villaroy out. Has played well in the Carolina League since coming up with the Wood Ducks a little over a month ago. 330 hitter over 32 games. He has four doubles, a home run, a lot of singles. 31 of his 36 total hits this year have been singles. Runner on the move to third, a swing and a line drive foul hit towards the parking lot. Marcus Smith diving into third. He lost the helmet and everything. He had a great jump. Might have been a designed hit and run to try and bring him around, but Villarreal just needed to straighten it out a little bit more. It was a tough pitch to hit. He got a high fastball from Blue Ball. See if he goes to it again. Ahead now, 1-2. Blue Ball sets the belt, pitches, and he missed just outside with a fastball. 92 miles an hour, the velocity for Blue Ball. On deck is JoJo Blackman, the seven hitter, a lefty. Blue Bob picks up the leg, spins around, looks to second, and trying to keep the runner Marcus Smith honest after he broke to third moments ago. Here's the set and the 2-2 pitch. Fastball missed very far outside. Steve Mintz, the Down East manager, working the third base coach's box and giving some signs to his runner, Smith. Payoff pitch and a deep line drive hit to left. Clifford back on it, and he misread it. It's over his head and off of the base of the fence. Marcus Smith coming around third. Here comes the cutoff throw from Lofton. It is not in time. Smith slides in under the tag, and the Wood Ducks take a 1-0 lead. On an RBI double from Villarreal, his fifth with the Wood Ducks. So now it's JoJo Blackman. See if A.J. Blue Ball can try and recover. He squares to bunt, and he missed it. And apparently that was a ball. Looked like he went, but I guess he pulled back at just the right moment. One ball, no strike pitch. And Blackman tears into one. Line drive to center, but that stays up long enough for Melton. He makes a chest-high grab, and there's two gone. Couple of hard hit line drives off of Blue Ball, but he gets that second out. Now it's Tucker Mitchell. First pitch to Mitchell is hit in the air. Right center field, Cole and Melton coming together on it, and Zach Cole makes the catch in the alleyway. So that ends the inning. RBI double by Miguel Villarreal gives the Wood Ducks a 1-0 lead as we head to the third. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We played the top of the third inning. The Downeast Wood Ducks leading the Woodpeckers 1-0 on this Thursday night. Final road trip of the regular season for Fayetteville. Leo Stanley Molina swings and misses out in front of a breaking ball from Emiliano Teodo. And it's 0-1. Infield plays Molina straight up. The 0-1 pitch is high. One ball and one strike. Two walks and three strikeouts so far for the Fayetteville lineup. Eight batters in, that is. Teodo winds and fires. Misses outside. 2-1. Molina will be followed by the top of the order, Tommy Sacco, and then Jacob Melton. Here's the kick and pitch. A slider called to strike on the outside corner. Molina thought it was two outside. And now the 2-2. He checks the swing. Did he go? They appeal. Juan Gomez says he didn't. And it'll be a full count on the Fayetteville DH. Molina gets a night off from the field with Lofton and Tommy Sacco manning the middle infield. And now the 3-2 off the end of the bat. Slow roller, foul right side. Here comes the payoff. And Molina swings and hits a deep line drive down the left field line. That ball is fair and it's down into the corner. Molina going to second, and he has a stand-up double to begin the top of the third. He got a pitch on the lower inside corner and did a good job of staying compact and turning that ball around. Leo Stanley Molina adds another extra base hit to his season total, double number 16. And that is the second most, to make it the third most on the club. He's now just one back of Joey Loperfido, who had 17 doubles when he was promoted to high A, and he's tied with the 16 doubles that Logan Cerny has this year. Again, with Whitaker leading the club, 19 doubles. The Woodpeckers have their first hit, and Tommy Sacco bats for a second time. And the first pitch is a changeup at the bottom of the zone, called a strike, 0-1. Pitch is low. One ball and one strike. Downey's got their run in the bottom of the second. RBI double for Miguel Villarreal that got to the base of the wall. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And a check swing on a breaker down and outside. It's now 2-1. Two ball, one strike pitch, and Sacco swings and belts this pitch way out into right field. It is a no-doubt home run. Long gone for Tommy Sacco. His second home run over the last week. He hit the walk-off on Sunday, and now he's given the Woodpeckers a 2-1 lead on a huge home run to right field. He got a pitch up in the zone and pummeled every inch of it. Tommy Sacco circles the bases with home run number two with Fayetteville. 2-1, the new score. And Tommy Sacco got to admire his work a little bit going up the line, as this guy, Jacob Melton, did yesterday. We'll have to get some metrics on the Tommy Sacco home run, because that one looked almost as deep as the Jacobs last night. Melton hit his 432, so that's the magic number that Tommy Sacco will try and beat. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and Melton fouls it off the inside of his right foot. Fastball up and away, one ball, two strikes. Melton walked in the first inning. Made it down to second on a wild pitch, but was left in scoring position. And now Tioto strikes him out. Change up down in the dirt. Narvaez picks up and throws to his first baseman, Tucker Mitchell, to complete the strikeout. And now the first pitch to Zach DiCenzo is fouled off the gear of the catcher. And it's an 0-1 count. Infield, outfield, straight up against DiCenzo, who flied out to center field back in the first. He's 0-1. The long 14-game hitting streak ended yesterday for him. He finished 0-5 at the plate. And he takes the slider away. One ball and one strike. One. There's a slider on the low outside corner called strike two. Woodpeckers here till Sunday, and then they finish the regular season at home next week on Tuesday against the Lynchburg Hillcats. DiCenzo strikes out swinging, a high fastball by Tioto, and that hit 100 miles an hour, according to Stadium Trackman. A gassed up pitch there to DiCenzo. And no doubt Tioto pitching a little angry after giving up the Sacco home run. Now here's Tyler Whitaker. First pitch to Tyler is on the outside corner. It is called strike. Good slider. Tioto with a lot of conviction in the last couple of at-bats. Misses down and outside with a breaking ball. Even a slider is hard. 90 miles an hour, the reading on that one. And here comes the 1-1. It's a bouncing ball foul left side. Tioto hit 99 with that delivery. Tyler Whitaker's gotten better and better as the years gone on at catching up to that velocity. Whitaker finished the month of August with some of his best numbers of his pro career. He ended up hitting 253 in the month as he takes outside. It's now 2-2. Over 26 games, he totaled 24 hits. He had 4 home runs, 7 doubles, also 13 RBIs. 2-2 break even. And Whitaker swings and belts a ball way out into center field. Smith going back on it, gets twisted up, but he makes a correction and a catch on the warning track. Moving to his right and just lunging at the last second to bring that in. Tyler Whitaker hit it hard, but he comes up a little short. Fayetteville gets 2, though, on the Tommy Sacco 2-run home run, and they lead 2-1 going to the bottom of the third.
Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Baseball and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend championship weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Efrenier Narvaez leads off the bottom of the third inning. And the pitch missed inside. It is 1-0. Narvaez will be then followed by Maximo Acosta and Figueroa. Here comes the wind and pitch from A.J. Blubaugh. Foul ball. 1-1. Woodpeckers on top, 2-1. The Tommy Sacco 2-run home run in the top of the third, putting them ahead. Estimated distance on that one, 385. So he came up well short of Melton's 432-foot homer yesterday. There's a slider. Cuts right across the plate, and it's called strike 1-2. Narvaez batting 209, 3 home runs, 21 driven in. Blubaugh, the right-hander, comes home. And a foul tip hits the mask of Wroblewski. He's okay, though. One ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Missed outside. Two balls, two strikes. Two hits per side. And clean defense for both sides in this one so far. And now the 2-2. It's tapped foul. Blubaugh will try it again, and he misses up and inside. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Blubaugh gave up the RBI double to Miguel Villarreal in his last inning. And a nice little stretch, though, with 3 straight strikeouts between the first and the second inning. See if he can get back on that track, as he does. He gets a strikeout looking to Narvaez. Fastball right at the bottom of the zone, and that's strikeout number 4. for A.J. Blueball the first time through the order. So the new hitter, Maximo Acosta, at the top of the Wood Ducks order. First pitch slider misses outside to him, and it's 1-0. Acosta has flied out to center tonight. Here's the wind kick in the 1-0 pitch. Ground ball towards the middle. Moving to his left is Lofton from short. He fields and throws out Acosta for out number two. So two up, two down for A.J. Blueball. He's done a good job tonight of starting innings strong. He got a quick out in the first on a flyout, started the second and the third innings with strikeouts. So really, he's been in command of just about every inning so far. It was only Marcus Smith and Miguel Villarreal, the two guys that could get to him in the second inning. Now he faces Figueroa for a second time, and the pitch is down and away. Ball one. And here's the 1-0 pitch. A swing and a miss on a slider. One ball and one strike. Blueball has yet to issue a walk. The four strikeouts and just the two hits allowed. 1-1. And here's a chopper out to first. Fielded behind the bag by DiCenzo. He stomps on first himself and the inning is over in 1-2-3 fashion. The Woodpeckers still lead 2-1 going to the fourth.
Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the Team Store? Check us out online at fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. The score is 2-1, Fayetteville leading the Down East Wood Ducks, and we're in the top of the fourth. Ryan Clifford is the lefty starting it out, and he'll then be followed by Jackson Lofton and Zach Cole. Emiliano Tioto is back out for a fourth inning. He's been featuring the high-velocity fastball tonight. He's touched triple digits a couple of times. Here comes the 1-0. Clifford takes off the inside, and it's 2-0. Clifford, Jackson Lofton, and Zach Cole. Ready to work. 2-0. Cole grounds to first. Waiting back on it, Mitchell. He corrals it, runs over to first, and completes the three unassisted play. So now it's Jackson Lofton. First one to Lofton, is a getaway fastball at 96. 1-0. Teodo with 5 Ks. He has just 2 walks. Tommy Sacco hit him for the big 2-run home run in the third. It's given Fayetteville the 2-1 advantage. Here's a pitch that looked a little up and inside, but it's called strike to Lofton. And now the 1-1. That one missed down in the dirt. 2 balls and 1 strike. Other games going on around the Carolina League tonight. You have Charleston Myrtle Beach squaring off again as the 2-1 comes home. And now the 3-1. Fastball in the outside corner called strike. It's now 3-2. Line drive, hit down the left field line, foul into the down east bullpen. Count stays where it is. Kannapolis and Lynchburg, they're tied 2-2 in the top of the sixth tonight. Carolina and Columbia, a lot of back and forth scoring in the early going, tied 3-3 in the bottom of the second. Here's a tapper off the end of the bat of Lofton, and it goes foul to the backstop. And it's a 3-ball, 2-strike, full count still on Lofton. On deck is Zach Cole. And a ground ball hit sharply foul left side. Good battle here for Jackson. Lofton continues. You have Delmarva and Fredericksburg there at the Frednats house tonight. Frednats had an early 4-0 lead, but Delmarva has scored 3 in the top of the third. And Lofton fouls another one off. He refuses to go down. And Salem and Augusta, they're knotted up, 1-1. So we have a ton of close games now. Every single game in the Carolina, Jackson Lofton draws the walk. That was a 99-mile-per-hour fastball. And a great battle by Lofton to work the third walk of the game. See if Charleston and Myrtle Beach can manage to get the game in. They've already been rained out once. They had to play a doubleheader yesterday to make up a Tuesday postponement. Fortunately, all of the weather has stayed away from us in North Carolina this week. Everything in South Carolina. Lofton is on the run. A swing and a miss by Zach Cole. And was it a foul tip or was it a swing and miss? I guess it was a swing and miss. Lofton gets to hold at second base and he has a stolen base. So the Woodpeckers get another runner in scoring position. They have had a runner in scoring position all 4 innings. First, second, of course, the Sacco home run in the third, and now Lofton at second in the fourth. Pitch to DiZenzo Zach Cole. It's down and inside. 1-ball, 1-strike. Here's the 1-1. Outside. Throw down to second base. It is off of the bag, and Jackson Lofton easily dives back in. A little bit of bullpen activity now for the Wood Ducks. A right-hander is starting to loosen. And not you'd hope when one of your aces is out there on the mound in Teodo. Cole cuts through a changeup, and it's now 2-2. The break even. It missed outside. Crackman had that one as a strike, but Cole got away with it. And it's a three ball, two strike count. Two-one Fayetteville, one away. And here's the pitch. In on the hands and dumped foul out of play. Couple of really long at bats here worked by Fayetteville hitters. Lofton and Cole. Making Teodo throw a lot of pitches. And now Teodo steps off. Another payoff, and it's up and outside. Zach Cole draws the walk. Another long at-bat put together by a Fayetteville hitter. Cole walks on seven pitches after Jackson Lofton walked on 10 pitches. That's just brutal as a pitcher. Having to throw almost 20 times and not getting out of the deal. Instead, a pair of walks. Four walks now given up by Teodo. One in the first, one in the second, and two in the fourth. Come on, man, get him! And it brings up Ryan Wroblewski. Pitch to Wroblewski is flied out to left. Routine for Gallant, circling around on it, getting into the left center field alleyway and making a catch. So nothing doing there. After a couple of lengthy ABs, Ryan Wroblewski flies out on the first pitch he sees. It's exactly what Emiliano Teodo needed. And even with those long at-bats and winning them with walks, you'd like to see the Woodpeckers capitalize with a run, but well, they might have to do it against a different arm. The manager, Steve Mintz, is coming out of the dugout. Teodo right now is at an even 75 pitches. So perhaps that's the cap for him, and it is. Teodo gone sooner than Down East would have hoped. He goes 3 2/3 tonight, but will be replaced in the fourth inning by a bullpen arm. New right-hander. We'll inherit runners at second and first, and we'll tell you about the new reliever when we come back.
Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Secker Stadium is the place to be on Wednesday night all summer long. Every Wednesday home game is Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Enjoy $1 Smithfield Foods hot dogs throughout the game and bring your pup to the park for only a dollar as well. The great deals don't stop there. If the Woodpeckers win on Wednesday, so do you. Every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to a future Wednesday home game. So bring the whole family, including your furry friends, down to Segra Stadium Wednesday night for Dollar Dog Night. Learn more at MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Back
Down East going to the bullpen early tonight in the fourth. They make a change for Emiliano Tioto. Enter Jackson Lee, the right-hander, 2-4 with a 9.00 ERA, pitching for the second time already in this series. He's thrown in 25 games this year for the Wood Ducks and allowed 29 runs or earned runs over 29 innings, that even 9 ERA. 23 walks, 26 strikeouts. Fayetteville with runners at first and second. Lofton and Cole both drawing walks and really elevating that pitch count on Tioto. Here's the first pitch. It gets right through the catcher. Narvaez can't handle it, and both runners will advance. That is a pass ball on the Down East catcher. A slider to the outside that just clipped right off the edge of his glove. Got to have it if you're Narvaez. And a base hit could offer the Woodpeckers some breathing room. But two outs. Leo Stanley Molina does have an extra base hit today. A double out in the left field corner in the third inning. And that preceded the Tommy Sacco home run, and now he swings and hits a line drive out of his center, but it's up long enough for Smith to make a running forward catch and end the inning. Molina almost drove in a pair, but he has that one nabbed, and the inning is over. Woodpeckers don't score in the fourth despite the couple of walks, and it's 2-1 going bottom four.
Route 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Secker Stadium is the place to be on Wednesday night all summer long. Every Wednesday home game is Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Enjoy $1 Smithfield Foods hot dogs throughout the game and bring your pup to the park for only a dollar as well. The great deals don't stop there. If the Woodpeckers win on Wednesday, so do you. Every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to a future Wednesday home game. So bring the whole family, including your furry friends, down to Segra Stadium Wednesday night for Dollar Dog Night. Learn more at MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Thanks for being with us tonight in Kinston. It is the bottom of the fourth inning, and right-hander A.J. Blubaugh is back out there to work. His first pitch, a fastball to Cam Cawley, is fouled directly into the net, and it is 0-1. Cam Cawley will be followed up by Yosi Gallon and then Marcus Smith. Blubaugh gets to contest with the middle third at the heart, I should say, of that Fayetteville order, 3-4-5 for the second time. And here's the 0-1. It's down and away. One ball and one strike. Cawley struck out looking in the first. Gallon struck out swinging. A couple of hitters that Blubaugh handled well the first time. And now the 1-1. It's down and away. Two balls and one strike. Infield, outfield playing Cawley straight up. He's a 208 hitter coming into tonight with two home runs, 20 driven in. And he swings and lines it foul straight back. 2-2. Nighttime upon us. Sun is gone. Stadium lights fully brightening up the diamond. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Woodpeckers with a 2-1 lead. And the 2-2 pitch is chopped out to third. Whitaker a few steps in. Fields near the fringe of the grass. Throws on the run. Gets the out. 5-3 on the put out. Cawley 0-2 now, but A.J. Blubaugh set down six in a row. That's all since giving up the RBI double to Miguel Villarreal in the second. Woodpeckers trailed briefly 1-0, but then a two-run top of the third on a two-run home run from Tommy Sacco, his second. in the last week. The pitch. A foul. Both home runs for Tommy. You've been up the two-run variety. The walk-off home run, of course, on Sunday that he'll never forget. His first as a pro. A walk-off. And then the two-run shot tonight, measuring 385 feet over the right field wall. The 0-1. And a foul into the netting. Gallon quickly down. No balls, two strikes on him. Down East cleanup batter. Hasn't done much aside from his two-run home run on Tuesday night. That's his only hit in the series, the 0-2. He fouls it off the inside of his foot. Milan does have a walk. One other time he's reached base. And now the 0-2 offering. Swing and a miss. Fastball down and in. Got him. Milan K's for his second time. And that's five now for Blue Ball. Brings up Marcus Smith. Blue Ball, you know, he's farther tonight than he was his debut in Fayetteville last week. It was that third time out there, that third inning of work that really hurt him, where he gave up his six earned runs. No doubt a confidence booster tonight for AJ when he goes 1-2-3 in the third inning and gets over that threshold that he couldn't last time. As a pitcher, now it's all gravy, as they say. Here's the 1-0 pitch. And a hard hit line drive foul, first base side. That was a pretty good pitch. A slider down and in towards the ankles of Smith, and he just golfed at it. 1-1. Blue Ball is trying for his third 1-2-3 inning tonight. Only inning with some turbulence was in the second when he gave up those two hits and a run. And he winds and throws the 1-1. Smith takes it low. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. The count is 2-2. And Blue Ball trying for the 1-2-3 inning, trying to make it 8 in a row retired. Slight shift on against the lefty. Lofting towards the middle. And a tapper rolls foul right of the first base chalk line. Two balls and two strikes the count. With two away, here it comes. And a swing and a miss. Blue Ball got him. Back-to-back strikeouts ends the fourth inning. A.J. Blue Ball looking very sharp tonight. And he's given up just the one run through four and struck out six along the way. We go to the fifth. Fayetteville leading 2-1.
Jose Cornell.
Jose Corniel trying to channel his inner Edwin Diaz as he walks out to a little Timmy Trumpet, one of the most popular bullpen entrance songs right now in the major leagues. It's the top of the fifth inning, not exactly a closer spot, as Edwin Diaz usually enters at Citi Field in New York, but the fifth inning will work. 1-1 count on Tommy Sacco. The lefty has hit a two-run home run tonight to give the Woodpeckers a 2-1 lead, and now he rips a line drive out into right field, a base hit. Tommy Sacco locked in at the plate. He's now 2-for-3, and he greets Jose Corniel with a leadoff single. In steps Jacob Melton. So Jackson Leaf came on, recorded just one out in the fourth, a third of an inning for him after the starter Emiliano Teodo is lifted after 3 2/3. His pitch count got too high on him. He needed 75 pitches before the manager, Steve Mintz, lifted him from the game. Here's the 1-0 offering. And Melton checks, and it got a piece of the bat. Goes foul. A one ball and one strike count. Melton, a little quieter tonight in his first two at-bats after the big day yesterday. Melton has walked and also struck out swinging. One-one pitch, and he hits a line drive the opposite way, down into left center field alleyway. Tommy Sacco is going to third. Galan stumbles as he picks up the baseball. His throw goes to second, but not in time to get Melton diving headlong into the bag. He has a double, his third double over his last two games. And Jacob Melton has been racking up the extra base hits this week in Kinston. Melton with three doubles and a home run over his last three games, and he's now 1-for-2 tonight. Fayetteville threatening right away against Corniel. They have two in scoring position and nobody out. And Zach DiZenzo into the right side. Infield playing shallow. First pitch to Zach. A hovering slider that's in the zone, 80 miles an hour. Called to strike, 0-1. Woodpeckers trying to deliver a big blow here. Game's been within a run the entire time. 1-0 down east, and since it's been 2-1 since the top of the third in Tommy Sacco's home run. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it missed inside. One ball, one strike. DiZenzo has flied out to center field and also struck out swinging. The pitch. Here's a chopper along third. It's a fair ball. It's fielded by Villarreal, and he throws. It pulls Mitchell off of the bag. He was able to scoop it in, save the run. That ball got by him. Chance that both runners were going to be scoring, but DiZenzo makes it on. That'll likely go down as an infield single as Villarreal had to charge about halfway down that third base line. Pick up and quickly rush a throw. DiZenzo is on base. And the bases are loaded for Tyler Whitaker. First pitch to Witt. And it's inside. Corniel has a 3-5 record entering tonight's appearance. It's his 17th out of the bullpen, 21st overall. 5.13 ERA. He's been hit around a bit this year. He's given up 9 home runs over 59 2/3 innings. Whitaker takes a low breaking ball, and it's 2-0. 34 earned runs surrendered. 27 walks, 65 strikeouts, and now Narvaez, the catcher, is going out to the mound to talk to Corniel. I think the strategy right now for Tyler Whitaker is he at least take a strike. A a walk and you get an RBI and you give your team a 3-1 lead. And now the 2-0 pitch. A swing and a high fly by Whitaker. Gallant going back on it. He gets to the warning track, and that ball dies at the base of the wall. But Sacco's coming home to score from third. He is in. Melton makes it to third, over from second. DiZenzo holds it first, and a sack fly by Whitaker fell just short of a grand slam. And it gives the Woodpeckers a 3-1 lead in the top of the fifth. So one away, and now Ryan Clifford. Here's the first pitch to him, and he swings through a fastball. It's 0-1. Clifford has walked and also grounded out to first. He's 0-1. The set by Corniel, and the delivery. Slider, called strike. Oh and 2. Runner on the move to second base. Pitches outside. Here comes the throw down. Not in time. DiZenzo gets the left foot in there. Down east infield now playing in on the grass. And Corniel steps off.
You need a second opinion?
Pick up of the leg, a spin around and a look back at DiZenzo. I'm not sure why Corniel's doing that. Runners at third, doesn't need to care too much about DiZenzo at second base. Clifford trying to find a way to get on. The 1-2 pitch his way is outside. That sails to the backstop. Ricochets back to Narvaez, and the runners stay where they are. You know, not a lot of real estate between home plate and the backstop. Narvaez is going to go out again to talk with Corniel. It might have been a miscommunication there in signs because Narvaez was caught off guard by that fastball, and now the Down East pitching coach Dimitri Korkoris is going out there, and they want to have a talk about this one. No doubt Corniel struggling a little bit since he's gone out there. Asheville Tourists are playing tonight. They are at home against the Bowling Green Hot Rods midway through five, and Asheville carries a 4-3 lead. Tonight for the Tourists, two-hit game out of Luis Santana. He's driven in 3 of the 4 runs on a double. Pietro Tokar is the pitcher in that one for Asheville, and he's given up 3 earned runs and 7 hits over 4 1/3 total innings. Two balls and 2 strikes the count. Here's the pitch to Clifford, and it misses outside to him. Another erratic fastball, full count. Clifford has drawn 1 walk already. There's an open base on first. Still just 1 out in this top 5, the pitch. And a pop fly, third base side, that gets foul. And just fouling away those pitches like that forces Corniel to keep coming into the zone against you. And he's been struggling so far with some command stuff. So force him to keep on throwing. Here's the payoff. And Clifford fights it off again. Into the screen, a foul ball. Payoff again. And Clifford holds. The pitch misses outside. They do appeal, and he didn't go. That is a walk. And it reloads the bases for the Woodpeckers. Corniel with some major struggles. And now the catcher, Narvaez, needs some help with the equipment. He's got an issue with his catcher's mitt. And he has to go to the stairwell and get a new mitt. Meanwhile, Jackson Lofton awaits to take his at-bat. Lofton has struck out and also reached on a walk. Here's the first pitch to him. Slider high and on the outside corner and missed. 1-0. These 6, 7, and 8 hitters in Lofton, Colin Wroblewski without a base hit so far, two times through the order. Corniel misses outside with a slider, 2-0. You can just tell by his mannerisms out there that Corniel is a little bit deflated. Doesn't quite have it tonight, and he's struggling to find it. Had to throw a lot of pitches as he sets, fires, 2-0, nearly comes inside and hits Lofton. Fastball ran right up near the letters, and he was just barely able to scoot out of the way as that pitch got to the backstop. Downey's bullpen is activating. Because Corniel is in some real trouble. He's had to throw plenty of pitches. 23 pitches. Just 11 strikes. And a walk would give the Woodpeckers a 4-1 lead. Here's the leg kick pitch up and inside. Lofton almost got hit again, and that's ball four. A bases-loaded walk. In from third comes Jacob Melton. DeZenzo goes to third. Clifford is second. Lofton has his second walk of the day, an RBI to go along with it. And it's 4-1 Woodpeckers. Infield coming together to try and calm down their right-hander. Steve Mintz looking on from the stairwell of the dugout. And he kind of gave his infielders the sign to break it apart, hurry it up, and keep going. We've already had four mound meetings tonight. Been a lot of conferencing down on the hill for Down East throughout the night. And here's lefty Zach Cole. He came up in a bases-loaded spot on Tuesday and ripped a three-run bases-clearing double. See what he can do here with one away. First pitch coming. It's high and outside. 1-0. And Corniel unable to find the zone at the moment. A couple of his hometown fans are even turning on him now. The one ball, no strike pitch. And Lofton swings and foul tips into the mitt. One and one count. There's a fastball that missed a little inside. 2-1. DeZenzo at third, Clifford at second, Lofton at first. The 2-1 pitch. A swing and a liner foul straight backwards. It's 2-2. The break even, high and away on Cole. Three balls and two strikes. Got to throw a strike here, otherwise it's 5-1 Fayetteville. Approaching the halfway point in this game, the Woodpeckers trying to add as much insurance as possible. Here's the payoff. It is high and outside to Cole. Another bases loaded walk. It's 5-1 Woodpeckers, a merry-go-round. DeZenzo comes in from third. Clifford goes to third, Lofton to second, and Zach Cole has driven in his fourth run of the series on a bases-loaded ball four. And now Ryan Wroblewski coming up, and the manager, Steve Mintz, is keeping Corniel out there. Here's the first pitch to Wroblewski, and it's a slider up and inside. Steve Mintz is right on the top stairwell of that dugout, shaking his head. He's fuming right now. He had his hat off of his head. He was swinging it back and forth. Now he's put the cap back on his head as a fastball comes in, and it's called a strike on the outside corner. I think there was a moment there. Mintz looked down the stairwell, had a conversation. He thought about pulling Corniel right then and there. After the first pitch missed up and in, one ball, one strike. With that bullpen just about ready, no doubt this is the last chance for Corniel as Wroblewski swings and pops one foul back of home. And it is a three-run inning, still just one out. A sack fly and two bases loaded walks. And now the one ball, two strike pitch. Wroblewski swings and misses, a strikeout. And a long awaited out number two there for Corniel. He faces Leo Stanley Molina, and the Woodpeckers have now sent all nine men to the plate. First pitch to Molina. He checks his swing and went too far on a breaker, 0-1. Corniel has now thrown 35 pitches in this inning. And here comes the 0-1. Breaking ball right over the heart of the plate, 0-2. And the 0-2. Outside, that kicks away from the catcher. Here comes Clifford down the third baseline, and he scores. Corniel right on the doorstep of getting out of the inning, but he uncorks a wild breaking ball, and it's now 6-1 Woodpeckers, a four-run inning. Four runs in, none coming by way of hit. Sack fly, two bases loaded walks, and a wild pitch. Next one to Molina. He swings and pops this up, third base side. Narvaez getting over there, pressed up against the backstop, and he makes the catch. So the Woodpeckers strike for four, aided along by a tough inning from Jose Corniel, and it's 6-1 Peckers halfway through. A.J. Bluebaugh is back out to work in the bottom of the fifth inning, and he now has a huge five-run cushion, and he gets a swing and miss on a slider to Miguel Villarreal. Nine men come up for Fayetteville in the top of the fifth. Four-run score on two bases-loaded walks, a sac fly, and also a wild pitch. So six runs on five hits now for Fayetteville. Villarreal has given down east their only run and a 6-1 score, an RBI double that came in the second. A.J. Bluebaugh has been rolling. He struck out two to end the fourth and has retired eight straight. This is outside with a breaking ball. It's a one ball and two strike count now. Bluebaugh leans in, kicks and pitches. And there's a fly ball again hit deep to left. Clifford has it measured, and he makes a shoulder-high grab, one away. That's nine in a row set down by Bluebaugh. He's retired every single down east Wood Duck hitter since giving up the Villarreal double. And that was the final one to get. And now he faces JoJo Blackman for his second time. Blackman, the speedy lefty, always a threat to drop a bunt down. Third baseman Whitaker playing pretty close towards the grass. Here's the first one to Blackman, and it's a slider called strike on the outside corner. 0-1. Next pitch, down to the dirt. Good block by Robleski. And it's one ball and one strike. One pitch. A foul tip at the plate. Corpus Christi playing tonight. The Hooks are on the road in San Antonio, and they took an early 3-0 lead tonight through one. They're going to the second. Jumped all over San Antonio right away. 1-2 pitch, and Blackman strikes out swinging. A.J. Bluebaugh now with seven strikeouts. And he's an out away from being eligible for his first winning decision with the Woodpeckers. And it's Tucker Whit Mitchell coming up. Pitch count right now for Bluebaugh is manageable. 67 pitches, 47 of those are for strikes. Here comes the offering to Mitchell and a pop fly foul. When we talked to John Kubalik last week on the pregame show about what type of pitcher the Astros targeted in the 2022 draft, he said guys that have an advanced command of the strike zone coming out of college. And we're seeing that in Bluebaugh, their seventh-round pick, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. He chased a slider. Mitchell did, way outside. And he calls for time, steps out, and wants to slow down this at-bat. 0-2. Mitchell's flied out to right. He's 0-1. Bluebaugh winding, kicking, and delivering. He misses outside. Bluebaugh has sent down the side in order in three of his prior four innings. He's trying to do it for a fourth time here. Only mistakes have been the single and the double that led to a run in the second inning. Bluebaugh has not walked a batter. He's K'd seven, the 1-2 pitch, and a pop fly that will get onto the roof. Bluebaugh, like others, capped around 75, 80 pitches, so although he probably would love to go back out there and try for a quality start tonight, unlikely that Joe Thon, John Kovalik will let him pitch into a sixth. Here comes a kick and another 1-2. Swing and a miss, got him, and A.J. Bluebaugh sets down a huge chunk of batters. He retires 11 in a row to likely close his night, and he punctuates it with his eighth strikeout of the evening. What a night for Bluebaugh as he carries the 6-1 lead. On to the sixth when we come back.
This is my decision.
the top of the sixth inning. Fayetteville in a commanding 6-1 lead as Corniel goes back out there, and the very first pitch by Tommy Sacco is hit deep out into right field. Cole going back on it, pressed up against the wall, and that ball dies right at the fence. Tommy Sacco with a loud crack of the bat, but he falls just feet shy of a 2-home run game. And he thought he got it. And that's out number one of the sixth. And it'll bring up Jacob Melton. Jose Corniel was on the ropes in the fifth inning. He had to face all 9 Fayetteville hitters. At one point, he walked 3 in a row, 2 with the bases loaded, and manager Steve Mintz had that bullpen ready to go. He faced the final batter, Leo's Danny Molina, likely before being pulled, but he got him to foul out, and his least earned himself a sixth inning. Melton takes a slider. It's low and outside. 1-1. Melton has doubled. 4 extra base hits now in the week for Jacob. 3 doubles and a home run. The 1-1. And Melton pops it up straight back onto the roof. So a 1-1 count. Melton with that wide and open stance takes outside. And it's now a 2-2 count. Melton tonight has also walked and struck out along with his double, 1-for-2. He was 4-for-4 yesterday. 2-2 break even, and he takes it downstairs. Shift is on against him. Villarreal towards short. Acosta all the way up the middle as far as he can go. And here comes the 3-2. Melton takes it high and outside. A walk, and Corniel gives up another. That is his 4th walk issued. And it'll bring up Zach DiCenzo. First pitch nearly got him. Ran up and in on him. 1-0 count on DiCenzo. Zach is 1-for-3. He is flat out to center and also struck out swinging. And now the 1-0 pitch with a runner on the move to second. DiCenzo swings and hits a soaring fly out into center field. Way up there, but playable for Smith. He goes back to the start of the warning track, then comes in and makes the catch in straight up center. DiCenzo with a fly out. Hit it very high. Bring that launch angle down a few degrees and might have had a chance of hitting one out, but he'll hand it off to Tyler Whitaker and keep Jacob Melton down at first. After an inning where he faced 9 batters, Corniel trying for a more economical 6th. And the first pitch, very far outside, goes all the way to the backstop. Runner on the move to second base. Narvaez almost hit his pitcher on a throw up the diamond down to second base, but Melton gets in there. That's one where you just have to pocket it if you're Narvaez. And he almost took his pitcher out in the process there. Good thing Narvaez was paying attention. Here's the set, 1-0 to Whitaker. And he swings and hits a line drive to center. Smith to his right, and he makes the grab. The inning's over. So Fayetteville flies out 3 times. Melton walks. He's left on. And we're going to the bottom of the 6th inning with the Woodpeckers up 6-1.
Won't you come and wash away the rain? drown my fear till you all just disappear. Black hole sun, won't you come wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come, won't you come?
Nick Swanson takes over for A.J. Bluebaugh in the bottom of the sixth inning. Great night for A.J., five innings of work. He gave up just one run and struck out eight while not walking a single batter. The pitch is down and outside, so Swanson starts behind to Efrenier Narvaez, the nine-hitter 2-0. Swanson 3-3 with a 4.70 ERA, pitching in relief for the 12th time this year, 23rd game. A swing and a miss on a fastball, 2-1. Swanson, 76 and two-thirds innings of work. He's given up 40 earned runs, 48 walks, 84 strikeouts. There's a fastball placed on the outside corner at 90 miles an hour. And it's two balls and two strikes. Narvaez, Acosta, and then Figueroa, the 9-1 and 2 to face Swanson. Here's a ground ball hit left side by the dive of Whitaker, and now to left field. Narvaez sticks the bat out, pulls a single. And that puts an end to 11 in a row retired that ended the night for Bluebaugh. First base runner that Down East has had since the second inning when they got an RBI double out of Miguel Villarreal. So the single brings up Maximo Acosta. Here's the pitch from Swanson, and he misses outside with a slider. One ball and no strikes. Acosta's flat out to center tonight and also grounded out to short. Here's the 1-0 pitch. And a pop fly. Right side of the infield. Sacco and DiCenzo communicating. And Sacco, the second baseman, secures it for the first out. And it brings up Gleyder Figueroa.
Designated hitter number 39, Gleyder Figueroa.
Come on, you're due, let's do it.
And he swings the first one, foul tips, it's 0-1. Swanson pitching for the first time this week in Down East. We last saw him at home against Charleston on August 26th. And that was a tough day for Nick. Pitched into the fifth inning of a start, but was roughed up for seven hits and five earned runs. He also gave up three home runs, which was the most in a single outing this year. August has been a tough month for him in terms of giving up the long ball. He surrendered six home runs over what is now 20 innings and issued 11 walks over that stretch. Is still picking up strikeouts at a consistent rate. He has 19 strikeouts in the month of August. And now gets to turn over a new leaf with September. Off of first base is Narvaez. Figueroa fouls it in between his feet. No balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. It's down and in. One and two. A 6-1 Fayetteville lead. They got four in the top of the fifth inning. The runs were scored on two bases loaded walks, a sac fly, and a wild pitch. Now the 1-2. And a swing and a miss on a high fastball. Down goes Figueroa. He falls to 0 for 3. His second strikeout tonight and the ninth for the Down East lineup card. And here comes Cam Colley with two out. Cam tonight is 0 for 2. Strikeout and a ground out to third. Swanson's pitch out of the stretch. Center cut fastball at 88 miles an hour. And it is 0-1. Belt tie set from Swanson. The peek over to first, and a breaking ball drops in. Big 12-6 hook. That was a 71-mile-per-hour floater, and it got Cam Cauley leaning out of the way. Nothing and two. Swanson fires, and he missed down and outside. A slider that time. So Swanson giving Cauley a couple variations of the off-speed. The slider, the curveball. It's one ball and two-strike count on Cam. And here comes the pitch. It is a bouncing ball hit towards third. It gets foul.
Everybody clap your hands.
One, two again, and Swanson strutting off the mound, but that ball just missed outside. Very close on a fastball, two and two still. In the seventh, the Woodpeckers will have Clifford, Lofton, and Zach Cole scheduled to bat. The 2-2, and a line drive hit towards second base. That's into right center field. Going to third, Narvaez, and there's runners on the corners. Narvaez was running on the pitch. Tommy Sacco broke towards the bag, abated his position, and that line drive was hit right where he was originally standing. So the hit and run works to perfection as Narvaez gets down to third base. Cam Cauley singles for the first time tonight. He's now 1-for-3. And Yosi Gallon, 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts, stepping up to the right side of the dish. First a spin and a pickoff throw over to first. It was close, but Cam Cauley got back in. First pitch from Swanson to Yosi Gallon. It is a slider that dives down and away. One ball and no strikes. Next pitch from Swanson is popped out of play, a foul ball. One ball and one strike. Gallon, the leading RBI man for Downey, he's trying to get them back within a few. It's 6-1 Fayetteville. Swanson, the belt tie set and pitch. Swing and a miss, a slider. So 1-2. Swanson with a strikeout already in the inning. He got Figueroa swinging and missing. Cam Cauley extended with a double, or a single that is. He's on the move to second. Gallon cuts it a high fastball and fouled it over the roof. That was 91 right at the top of the zone. Well located by Swanson. You leave anything lower than that, and Yosi Gallon, with all of his power, always a threat to take you out of the park. Now the one ball, two strike pitch. High curveball, runner on the move to second. The throw down by Robleski, short second base, but Tommy Sacco brings it in with a pick. The runner is safe. Cam Cauley with a stolen base. So two in scoring position. And out here would be deflating for Down East to get us into the final third of the ball game with the Woodpeckers up five. Now the 2-2 from Swanson. And Gallon got a piece of it. Hit a slider into the net. And the count still at 2-2. Here it is again. And Gallon keeps the fight alive. Foul tip to fastball right to the back of the backstop. That was pitch number 7 from Swanson. Swanson's Jackson's had to work coming out of the bullpen here in the sixth. He's thrown 26 pitches, but been all over the strike zone, 18 strikes. Shakes the head no, now nods. He gets the target from Wroblewski. Set down and in. The pitch. Missed outside. Swanson missed his spot. And I think if you're Swanson right here, he's still, if you issue the walk, you put the most dangerous down east hitter in the power department on base. And you get to focus on Marcus Smith, who's just above a 170 hitter on the season. He is a guy you're okay facing. Payoff and a slider chopped foul left side. Gallon refusing to go down. And this at bat going 10 pitches now. At least. And Marcus Smith does have a base hit tonight, but he struck out his last time, and big strikeout rate for him. So for Swanson, you want to throw a strike. You want to try and get this out here, but be careful. That's all we're saying. Here's the payoff. And it's up and inside. Gallon draws a 10-pitch walk. And that loads up the bases and sends the Fayetteville pitching coach, John Kovalik, out to the mound. It's a pretty light slate tonight on the major league side of things. About half the league is off. There was some daytime games today. The Mets and Dodgers squared off. That was a game in New York, 5-3 New York. A rare loss for the Dodgers, their 40th loss of the year. They're now 90-40. Nationals win in 10 innings at home against the Athletics, 7-5. Shea Langeliers, the former Atlanta Braves prospect, had a big day for Oakland. He had a solo home run and also had a two-run double that put Oakland in front in the top of the 10th inning. White Sox beat the Royals today 7-1. Johnny Cueto got the win in that one. Andrew Vaughn hit a two-run home run. So did A.J. Pollock. And then the Mariners shut out the Tigers. Six scoreless innings from Logan Gilbert, one of their top prospects, who's been having a good year in his first full big league season. And now it's Marcus Smith. After the meeting on the mound, the first pitch, a called strike, 0-1. Pitch count getting up there here for Swanson. That was pitch number 30 of this sixth inning. Coming in behind A.J. Bluebaugh, who was solid for five. And now a big hook gets Smith swinging and missing. And this is a guy you don't mind facing if you're Swanson. The base is loaded. You get rid of the bat at Gallon, put him on first, and Smith batting just 173 this season. And he's quickly down 0-2. Smith struck out his last time. Swanson looks in, gets the target from Wroblewski. It's outside. Here's the pitch. It missed low. Swanson spun a breaking ball. One ball, two strikes, two outs. The pitch is high and away. Good take by Smith. 91-mile-per-hour fastball from Swanson. It was close, though. 2-2. Narvaez, the runner at third. Colley at second. Gallon at first. Swanson, the 2-2 delivery. Strikes out Marcus Smith swinging. A long inning for Nick Swanson. He needed 34 pitches, but he strands the bases loaded, gives up a couple of hits and a walk, and keeps it 6-1 Fayetteville as we head to the seventh on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. On to the final three innings tonight in Kinston, top seven, and the Woodpeckers carry a 6-1 lead. Ryan Clifford is the lefty in, and he takes strike one from Jose Corniel, preserving his night as long as he can after giving up four runs and three walks in the fifth. He got through a scoreless sixth and now out for his third inning of work. Clifford shoots one off the end of the bat, foul, and it's 0-2. Clifford, then Jackson Lofton and Zach Cole, 5, 6, and 7. Fayetteville scored six unanswered since going down 1-0 in the bottom of the second inning. And a check swing. Clifford went too far. That's strike three. Juan Gomez brings him up the first baseline. Just the second strikeout for Corniel. And it brings up Jackson Lofton. Our game has reached the two-hour mark here as the pitch comes into Lofton, and it misses inside. 1-0. Slider in for a strike. 1-1. Lofton has struck out swinging and also walked a couple of times. Here's the one ball, one strike pitch, and it's a fastball on the outside corner. Called a strike, 1-2. Next pitch. Lofton shoots it off the end of the bat. Lofton with a strikeout and a pair of walks in this one. He drew ball forward with the bases loaded in the fifth. 1-2, and he waves and misses at a slider down and outside. Strongest start to an inning so far for Jose Corniel. He has two quick strikeouts, and now it brings up Zach Cole, the lefty. Here's the wind and first pitch to Cole. It misses down and inside. One ball and no strikes. Inside, and that get a piece of Cole. It did. It hit him somewhere on the leg. Sure if it hit the right leg or the left leg. Fortunately, Cole's okay. He flips aside the gear and heads down to first. With an HBP. And the new batter is Ryan Robleski. First pitch to Robleski. Cole on the run. Here's the throw down. Tag got him on the left hand. And that was awful close. Joe Thon's going to go argue that play. But Cole thrown out. Juan Gomez running away from the play, but he'll go talk with Thon on that one. We're back in a moment after the stretch. It's 6-1 Fayetteville going bottom seven. bottom seven, and Nick Swanson is back out there. Miguel Villarreal hits the first pitch deep left center field. It's back. It's off the middle of the fence. Villarreal going to second, and he'll stop there as Ryan Clifford quickly got it in. But Miguel Villarreal hits the first pitch he sees very hard for Nick Swanson and has his second double of the game. It's now a 2-for-3 game for Villarreal. And now here's JoJo Blackmon. Blackmon 222 hitter coming into this AB, 0-for-2 with a line out to center and a strikeout. And here's the pitch from Swanson. Blackmon squares to bunt. And that's a strike to him. That was a slider down and in. For as much as Blackmon has tried to bunt in this series so far, he's been relatively unsuccessful. I don't even know if he's put a bunt foul yet. It seems like every time he squares around, he's either pulling back or the ball's missing his bat. The 0-1 is inside as he scoots out of the way. Maybe he might have fouled one off earlier in the week, but I know he hasn't put down a successful fair bunt just yet. A look in, nod of the head from Swanson. And the 1-1 pitch. Squares to bunt again, and that one's foul. So there's the foul ball. Blackman's been trying to play small ball all week long. And I'd say he's probably squared around at least 50% of his at-bats, if not more. No doubt that he has some speed, but still working on trying to get it in between the fair lines. The count is 2-1. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss by Blackmon. So I guess that first one that he looked like he squared on was a slider down and in. I guess that was a ball, but it clearly looked like he was continuing to try and bunt that ball as it came in on him. And I guess the home plate umpire, Chris Jahnke, thought otherwise. So 2-2, runner on second, nobody out. Swanson's pitch is down and inside on Blackmon. Now a 3-2 count. Swanson sets and throws his 3-2 pitch. It's high. Ball four. Two on, nobody out. The innings have not been easy for Nick Swanson so far. He's had to throw a lot of pitches. Now, he hasn't given up runs. He left the bases loaded in the sixth inning, but he needed over 30 pitches to get through that sixth, 34 pitches. And now he has two runners to deal with, force at all bases. Tucker Mitchell, the first baseman, into the right side. And the first pitch to him. Misses up high. 91 mile per hour fastball from Swanson. He overcooked that pitch a little bit. That's about the most velocity you're going to get from Nick. Usually no harder than 92. Here's the 1-0 delivery. And it is a low fastball, called strike. 91 again by Nick. A one ball and one strike count. Swanson sets and pitches. And a slider maneuvers right to the middle. 1-2. Mitchell's fly to right and was the final out, a strikeout from A.J. Bluebaugh in the fifth inning that ended his night with 8 Ks. 1-2. Sticks the bat out and rolls a slider foul off the facing of the Woodpeckers dugout. It's 1-2. Dalen Miley hanging out in the dugout tonight. He tried to make a play on that ball over the railing. Swanson looks to second, throws his 1-2 pitch, and Mitchell fouls it off the inside of his foot. That ball rolling towards third. Whitaker picks up, but it was a dead ball. Oh, I haven't seen a ground ball roll that far out into the infield, and maybe ever when it hits a guy's foot like that. Usually gets stopped right out in front of home plate. That one rolled way out there. Double steal and a swing and a ground ball to right. One run is in. Blackman gets to third while Villarreal scores. And down east puts three straight runners on and gets their first run of this game since the second inning. It's now 6-2. It's the nine hitter Efrenier Narvaez. First pitch to him. It was swing and a miss on a changeup. It's 0-1. Narvaez 1-for-2. He is struck out looking and also singled. This at an 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball. Nothing in two. Swanson isn't in any immediate danger right now. Tying run stands on deck, but he'll want to get an out here to keep that the case. Doesn't want to be dealing with a situation where there's nobody out and the tying run represented with the man at home plate. The 0-2 is high. A slider missed. One ball and two strikes on Narvaez. And the pitch coming in. A swing and a liner foul into the screen. Runner on the corners, and a little flick liner to center. Melton coming in on it. He makes the catch. Throw going to first, and they double off the runner. Mitchell was late getting back in. The run does score. Blackman in, but two outs recorded on the fly to center, and a great play by Jacob Melton, seeing that Mitchell was way off of first, and he makes a base running mistake that costs him. That ends up going 8-3 on a double play. Because it's a double play, Narvaez will not get the RBI. And now it's Maximo Acosta with the bases clear. You'll gladly take that if you're Swanson. Trade the run for a pair of outs. And now you get to start fresh against the top of the down east order in Maximo Acosta. Here's the 1-0 wind and throw. It's outside. Two ball, no strike pitch. And a ground ball hit to the left side. Diving stop by Whitaker. Throws from a knee and it is not in time. Acosta legs out an infield single, but a nice effort by Whitaker. Diving to his left on that ball, throwing accurately from a knee. Didn't have enough behind the throw. And now it's the lefty, Gleyder Figueroa. First to pick off, throw over to first to check up on Acosta. He's a threat to run.
Come on, Brenda.
Here's the pitch. And a fall off the table curveball in the zone for strike one. Here's the delivery. And another breaking ball. Low outside corner. Called a strike. 0-2. O2 gets him swinging, so Nick Swanson gets out of it. Couple of runs cross those down east, inches a little closer, 6-3 as we go to the top of the eighth. The new score as we go to the top of the eighth inning. Down east gets two in the bottom seven. And now turn to a right-hander, Nick Lockhart. He takes over for Jose Corniel. And missed high on the first one to Ryan Wroblewski, 1-0. Lockhart deals. Misses high again. Two balls and no strikes. Wroblewski, Leo Stanny Molina, and then Tommy Sacco are the three scheduled to bat in the inning. Lockhart, the righty and fourth pitcher in this one for Steve Mintz's team. This is up and in with a fastball, and it's three balls and no strikes. And here's the next pitch. It's a strike. Comeback fastball. 3-1. Seven down east hits, to five hits for Fayetteville. Center cut fastball, called a strike on Wroblewski. 90 miles an hour from Lockhart. Full count, 3-2. Now the payoff. A check swing on a slider outside, and Wroblewski didn't go. Ball four. Another walk by the Woodpeckers. They have really found a way to get on base tonight via the base on balls. That is now nine walks for Fayetteville, along with a hit batter. And Leo Stanley Molina, the new hitter. First pitch to him. Misses outside. Here's the 1-0. And a ground ball hit towards third. It's by the reach of Villarreal and out into left field. Leo's Danny Molina has a multi-hit game. Now 2-for-4. He gets Wroblewski to second. And the first two Fayetteville runners have reached. Tommy Sacco now in. He has a home run tonight. Two-run home run back in the third. Fastball missed away, and it's 1-0. Next pitch is inside. No, called strike by Chris Jahnke. 1-1. Sacco almost had a two home run night in the sixth. He hit a fly ball to the right field warning track that died right on the base of the fence. Blackman was pressed up against the signage and he made the grab. Sacco swings through a high fastball at 91. A 1-2 count now on Tommy. He's also singled and scored a run. Big night for Sacco. 2-for-4, two runs. He and Leo Stanley Molina now, the two Woodpeckers with multiple base hits. Lockhart sets and delivers. And he strikes out Sacco on a changeup. One away in the eighth. Melton tonight, a couple of walks and a double. He's been on three times, reached five times yesterday. And he swings and pops the first pitch up, left side of the diamond. Villarreal crosses into foul territory from third, now has to correct, and the ball pops in and out of his glove. It drops to the grass on the foul side of the line, a foul ball, but he should have had it. And Jacob Melton will get another chance. Wants the pine tar stick to stick up the bat a little bit. Every out needed right now for Down East to keep this game within three. They're absolutely within striking distance with a couple innings to play with, and that's an out you needed. So Whitaker in the hole, DiZenzo on deck, Melton at the plate. Pitch is high. 1-1. Forced at all bases with the shortstop playing way up the middle. And here's a ground ball hit out towards second. Collie Fields goes to second for one. The turn by Acosta, but he does not throw. He holds onto the ball and assures that the runner Wroblewski stays at third base. Jacob Melton on with a fielder's choice. Molina, the runner, forced out at second base. And Zach DiZenzo, the righty, stepping in, trying to get the Woodpeckers a run back that they allowed in the bottom of the seventh. Here comes the first pitch to him. And he swings and golfs one out into center. Smith has eyes on it, drifting back, stops his run, and makes the grab in front of the track. The inning is over. Fayetteville puts two on, but does not score. They leave runners on the corners. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's a three-run game. The Woodpeckers lead 6-3.
Shotgun over there. are telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Nick Swanson back out there with a 6-3 lead. Cam Colley leads it off, and the first pitch is a curve that buries itself in the dirt for ball one.
Don't hide.
1-0. Colley, then Gallon, and then Marcus Smith. The 3-4-5 heart of the order. Swanson gave up a pair of runs in the seventh, and he's had to face six batters in each inning so far, so it's been far from quick and easy for Swanson, but now he gets a strike in there to Colley, 2-1. A couple of walks allowed by Swanson, and he's surrendered five hits over his two innings of work. The 2-1 pitch, and a swing and a line drive to left, sprinting forward Clifford. He goes into a slide. He shows the baseball, but it hit the ground. He scooped it in on the short hop. He sold it pretty well, but Juan Gomez, the base umpire, said it hit the grass, and Cam Colley has led off with a single. Kind of a dangerous play by Clifford if that gets through him. He didn't have a backup in Melton. It would have gone all the way to the wall, and Cam Colley would have been trying for three, maybe more. Yosi Gallon is in, and he swings at a slider. It missed outside. 0-1. Gallon has struck out twice and also reached on a walk. Swanson turns, throws to first, and Colley dives back in safely. And now the 0-1. It just missed inside. One ball and one strike. There's a swing and miss on a slider. And Gallon down, nothing and two. Nick Swanson's had to throw 65 pitches now. As a chopper is hit foul at the feet of Gallon, and it's still 1-2. So that bullpen probably active now. Doesn't look like Swanson's going to be able to go the four that Joe Thon had hoped he would. Pitched to the save tonight, but can at least try and put up a scoreless eighth and keep the bullpen to the ninth inning. Pitch to Gallon, a hanging breaking ball, and it's lifted out to left, and it falls for a single. Back-to-back base hits, and that's going to bring the tying run to the plate. Just not a competitive pitch there by Swanson. He Tried to spin a slider, and it was right in the meaty part of the strike zone. Honestly, he's lucky that it's only a single. Yosi Gallan got a similar pitch like that one on Tuesday, and he ripped it over the wall. But here's Marcus Smith. Force at all bases. Sacco trying to keep the runner honest at second. First pitch to Smith is a strike, a fastball. Right on the upper outside corner. Count is 0-1. Here comes the pitch. And it's inside on Smith. 1-1. Smith came up in a big spot. Same spot that we have here, first and second, but it was two outs, and he struck out to end the inning. Or actually, the bases were loaded when he struck out. Swanson got him last time, trying to do so again. There's a breaking ball. It's down and away. 2-1. Swanson now at 70 pitches. This could be his last batter if he allows Smith to reach. Swanson sets the belt and fires. And Smith whacks a fastball foul straight into the netting. First and second, the 2-2. Smith spoils another one off. And he continues to battle. Counties to slowly work themselves back into this game. They've out-hit the Woodpeckers tonight 9-6. They have 7 hits against Nick Swanson over 2-plus innings after getting just 2 against Blue Ball over 5. The delivery, and Smith strikes out. Another critical strikeout for Marcus Smith. He reached out in front, tried to get a changeup. And a needed first out for Nick Swanson. He strikes out his fourth batter, but won't go any further. Joe Thon is coming out of the dugout, and he is ready to go to the bullpen. Miguel Villarreal will face a new Fayetteville arm, and we'll tell you about who it is when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, 6-3 with 2 on and 1 away.
Catching a team.
Austin Temple, the right-hander, tasked with coming on out of the Fayetteville bullpen to get the final two outs of the eighth. He inherits runners at first and second. A 6-3 Fayetteville lead. The tying run at the plate. And then it is Miguel Villarreal. He swings and fouls the first one back 0-1. This is a good hitter to have up for down east. He's hit two doubles today. Drove in a run in the second. Scored in the seventh. And is batting over .335 in 30-plus games with down east this season. Steve Mintz walking halfway down that third baseline, offering a couple of words into the ear of Villarreal before he steps back in. On second is Colley, at first Gallon. There's a pitch that just missed inside. 1-1. Austin Temple pitching for the Woodpeckers for the third time. So far in the Carolina League, he's given up two home runs over an inning and a third. It's been a couple of rough outings for Austin, the non-drafted free agent out of Notre Dame. The 1-1. There's a slider in the zone. Called to strike, 1-2. Temple pitched really good at the Florida Complex, though. Seven shutout innings across three outings. That got him up to the full season level, and now he's trying to find that form in Fayetteville. The 1-2. And a tapper foul. Villarreal stuck the bat out and just got up a piece, got a piece, should say, of an outside slider. Temple leans in, delivers, and missed up and inside. A breaking ball slipped. The 2-2, a double steal is on, a swing and a fly ball foul down the right field line. And that idea, Temple elevated the velocity and Villarreal just barely able to get a hold of it. Colley was breaking for third and Gallon was trailing him to second. Two ball, two strike count with one away in the eighth. 6-3, Fayetteville lead the pitch. And a little soft fly to right. Coming in on it as Coley makes the catch. And the runners have to go back to their bags. Villarreal flies out, and there's two gone. And now the hitter is JoJo Blackman with two gone. Likely not going to bunt in this spot. Austin Temple sets and pitches and misses high and away. A 92-mile-per-hour fastball from Temple. Temple is a tall righty. Stands 6'4 out there on the mound. 23-year-old, just turned 23 on August 24th. And here's a high pop fly. Away from home plate in DiCenzo, and he overran it. DiCenzo came all the way in towards the first base on deck circle. And he sprinted too far in. He tried to make an over-the-shoulder correction at the last moment, but it fell out of his reach. It's been a couple of plays here in the late innings where the Woodpeckers have had a chance to make a catch on a foul ball, but they haven't secured it. Or at least one from Fayetteville, one from down east. Both sides have made mistakes on the infield. Villarreal dropped a chance at a foul out on Jacob Melton's at bat in the last inning. 1-1 pitch. And there's a good breaking ball into the zone. Right at the knee level of Blackman, 1-2. One-two pitch. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball down to the dirt. Wroblewski grabs it, throws up the first baseline, and Austin Temple gets out of the jam. He comes out of the bullpen, gets a flyout and a strikeout, and keeps it at a three-run game going to the ninth. The Woodpeckers up 6-3.
We'll remind you, oh, it's our show.
Welcome back to Granger Stadium. We're in the top of the ninth inning. The Woodpeckers are leading 6-3. Nick Lockhart back out on the mound facing Tyler Whitaker. And he misses up high with the first one. The Woodpeckers, after a 10-4 loss on Tuesday, trying to bounce back with consecutive wins and take the lead in this six-game set. 6-0 win yesterday, 6-3 lead tonight. Fastball strike, 1-1 now on Witt. Tyler is flied out to center twice, driven in a run with a sac fly and struck out. He's 0-3, but his RBI is 53rd of the year. The delivery. And he whacks this one deep left field. Gallant going back, looking up. It is out of here. That ball got out in a blink. A hanging breaking ball, and Tyler Whitaker clubs his 11th home run of the season. A solo shot to make it 7-3. Whitaker hit it off of the sponsor signs that extend above the fence. He wasn't sure if that ball was gone. He needed the confirmation from home plate umpire Chris Jenke, but he pulverized that pitch. Tyler Whitaker now just four back of Logan Cerny for the team home run lead. And a big time insurance run. It makes it a four-run game. And you feel like every run important right now for the Woodpeckers, just because down east in multiple innings now has put the tying run either on deck or at the plate. The 0-1 to Ryan Clifford misses up and away. It's 1-1. Second home run of the game for Fayetteville. Tommy Sacco, the two-run dinger, and now Tyler Whitaker, the solo homer. 1-1 to Clifford, and he pops it foul. Nick Lockhart came on behind Jose Corniel. He pitched a scoreless eighth inning. Stranded runners on the corners, but now gives up the home run. It's the fifth that he's given up for down east this season. Over 28 games. Really, the home run has not been a huge issue for him. Two balls and two strikes on Clifford. And here's the delivery. He hits it off the end of the bat. Soft roller, right side of the mound. Lockhart bare hands and zips to first to get the out. Clifford retired. And Ryan goes to 0-3 tonight with his two walks. Jackson Lofton in. Pair of walks for him. One with the bases loaded. That came in the fifth. And the first pitch shorts the plate, a low fastball. Actually, a changeup there from Lockhart that he missed with, and it's 0-1. There's only one Fayetteville hitter tonight who has not struck out as the pitch comes in, and it gets a piece of Loft, and it got him on the hand. Lofton's okay. It's his, it was his right hand that got hit there. And unfortunately, looks like he'll be able to go to first without a meeting with the trainer. Second hit by pitch tonight by Down East, and Zach Cole was the other recipient of one. Ball that got him in the leg back in the seventh inning. Jackson Lofton has now made it to first. So he's ready to go. And he's applying that sliding mitt to the right hand that just got hit. So here's Cole. Hasn't seen a ton to hit today. He's 0-1 with the strikeout, but he's reached three times. Two walks like Lofton, one with the bases loaded, and then he got hit on the leg in the seventh. That was Corniel that got him. First pitch to Cole is down and in. A ball, 1-0. Swinging a foul tip into the mid. One ball and one strike. Couple of nighttime games going on in the big leagues, but the Houston Astros are off today. They begin a new series tomorrow. The Astros traveling out west today. They'll be in Los Angeles against the Angels. Lance McCullers taking on Reed Detmers in game one against the Halos. Pitch to Cole outside, and it's 2-1. Red Sox and Rangers are playing tonight in Boston. They trail Texas 6-3. They're in the bottom of the seventh inning. And the Brewers and Diamondbacks scoreless, just underway in the top of the first from Arizona. Cole takes a inside fastball, but it is called a strike, and that levels the count, two balls, two strikes. There's one out, and a runner on first base. That's Lofton. Braves shut out the Rockies today as well. In Atlanta, 3-0. That game just recently went final. Michael Harris hit a solo home run, his 14th with the Braves, and Spencer Strider was absolutely dominant tonight for Atlanta. 16 strikeouts over 8 scoreless innings for Strider. Runner on the move to second base. Cole swings and misses. He strikes out, but Lofton makes it down to second with a stolen bag. And now it's Ryan Wroblewski as the catcher goes out there to have a conversation. Corpus Christi now leading 6-1 over San Antonio. That game is in the bottom of the sixth from San Antonio. Quincy Hamilton having a good night. He's 1-for-2 with a couple of RBIs. Will Wagner's hit a double. Shea Whitcomb as well, his 19th. So a bunch of former Woodpeckers contributing. Whitcomb has driven in the run. Hamilton, the two RBIs. Other news, you have Sugarland as well. AAA Ball Club, they're playing tonight. Sugarland is hosting Albuquerque, and they're in warm-ups right now, getting underway shortly. Can take another look at the Asheville Tourists as well. Last we checked, they were leading Bowling Green in the fourth inning. The 1-0 is a called strike to Wroblewski. Zone expands a bit there on that one, 1-1. Asheville has finished off a 6-5 win over Bowling Green tonight. Go to 57-65 on the year. They're now within 9 games of .500 on the regular season. It's been a good second half for the Tourists. A fastball strike. They actually walked off tonight. 2 runs in the bottom of the ninth inning. It was a Tim Borden 2-run home run that won it tonight for the Tourists. 1-2 pitch, a swing and a miss by Wroblewski. Goes down on a slider, and that ends the top of the ninth inning. But the Woodpeckers get one more insurance run. A Tyler Whitaker solo home run is 11th of the season to make it 7-3 as we go to the bottom of the ninth next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. bottom nine, and Austin Temple trying to close it out tonight. And the very first pitch to Tucker Mitchell is lifted along the third base side, foul territory, and down into the bleacher seats. A foul ball and an 0-1 count. One more run added at the top of the nine for the Woodpeckers. A Tyler Whitaker solo home run. His 11th of the year. The 0-1 pitch. Temple misses outside. And it's one ball and one strike count. Make sure to stick around following the conclusion of this one. We're talking about it all. The Woodpeckers post-game show. And it gets you set for tomorrow's game four of the series. Friday Night Baseball. Colin Casey will be on the call with you for the rest of the weekend. I'll be back in Fayetteville over the weekend, starting up the Fayetteville State Broncos football season. Looking forward to calling their home opener on Saturday night as UNC Pembroke comes into town. But Colin's got you covered on the baseball side of things. He'll be riding solo on the call Friday, Saturday, and Sunday here in Kinston. 2-2 pitch is up and in. That got him. Austin Temple hits Tucker Mitchell, a getaway slider that ran up and in on him. And Mitchell goes to first. Efrenier Narvaez watches the first pitch miss low and get through Robleski. That sends Mitchell down to second base. A wild pitch by Austin Temple. And it's a one ball, no strike count. Narvaez has struck out today, singled and flied out to center. Down East has had their chances to get back in this game, and a two-run seventh inning helped get them in that direction, but they put two more runners on in the eighth, left them on, and that might have been their best chance to really make a game of this thing. Austin Temple just trying to focus on throwing strikes and getting the final three outs and get the team back to the Motor Lodge. One and one, set and pitch. A slider, a check swing, they appeal, and Juan Gomez says he went. Narvaez is barking at Gomez. He didn't like that call. And a couple of fans getting after Gomez. One-two pitch. And a swing and a foul back into the netting. Narvaez keeps it alive. One, two coming. And a high fastball missed. It's two balls and two strikes on Narvaez. Carolina League tonight. Columbia and the Mudcats are in the 10th inning. Bottom 10 in Zebulon. Tied 6-6 as Narvaez hoists one foul onto the right side concourse. Still 2-2. Columbia was up 5-2, but Carolina scored a run in the 6th and 2 in the 8th to force extras. And they kept Columbia off the board in the top of the 10th. Fireflies need every win they can get to keep pace with the Charleston River Dogs. As the 2-2 comes in, and a swing and a miss. Narvaez goes down. Strike three. One away in the 9th inning. And back to the top of the order with Maximo Acosta. Carolina just got a Jesus Chirinos single, so they are just 90 feet away from walking off Columbia. Runners on the corners and nobody out in bottom 10. Fredericksburg holding on to an 11-9 lead in the top of the 9th inning right now. They have Delmarva down to their final two outs. And Delmarva with the tying run at the plate. Jackson Holliday, first-round draft pick this year. Has gone 1-for-4 in that game with a couple of RBIs, a two-run single. Here's the pitch, a foul into the screen from Acosta. And it's 0-1. 0-2 make it now on Acosta. He tonight is 1-for-4, a single his last time in the seventh. Myrtle Beach and Charleston did eventually get underway and at the Joe after a long rain delay. And that game's 5-4 Pelicans in the top of the sixth inning. They were down 4-1, but scored four runs in the top of the sixth to come from behind. No ball, two-strike pitch, and a tapper foul. So if Carolina walks off Columbia, and they're very close to doing so, Fireflies will be hoping that Charleston falls to Myrtle Beach to keep the division race close. Entering tonight in the second half, Columbia trailing Charleston by just 2.5 games. Here's the pitch, check swing on a high fastball. They appeal, and Juan Gomez says that Acosta did not go. Next week, final six games of the regular season are shaping up to be a fun one between Charleston and Columbia. They play each other, and a trip to the playoffs will be on the line over that six-game series. 1-2, and a slider misses low and outside. A win tonight would be big for Charleston if Columbia does lose. That would get them to 3.5 games up with 9 to play. And you'd be looking at a spot where, barring a collapse in the final week to the Fireflies, you'd be kind of in control of your own destiny. 2-2 count. The pitch from Temple, and Acosta bounces it towards the middle. Shortstop side to second, fielded by Lofton. He throws low, but it's dug by DiCenzo, and there's two gone. Nice play by Lofton, charging in and throwing off balance. DiCenzo with the strong grab. Runner gets to third. Mitchell down. But down east. Down to their last out tonight. And now it's Glader Figueroa. 7-3 Woodpeckers. They are closing in on a second straight win in Kinston. A big four-run top of the fifth tonight helped them distance as a line drive is pushed out in the left. That'll fall for a base hit and bring home a run. Tucker Mitchell scores from third. It's an RBI base hit from Figueroa, and that ends his hitless night. He was 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts, now 1-for-5 with the RBI single. 7-4 the score, and Cam Colley coming up, tying run still on deck. Columbia has managed to get an out. Still runners on the corners for Carolina with one gone in the bottom of the 10th. Runner on the move to second. And defensive indifference as Figueroa gets down. No throw, nobody covering second base. And time called by the batter, Colley. Oh, 1, and Colley rips through. It's nothing in 2, and down east down to their final strike in this one. Woodpeckers grabbed their 50th win of the regular season last night, looking for 51 tonight. And the upper hand in the series. Here's the 0-2. A check swing on a slider outside. He didn't go. The count is 1-2 on Cam Colley. A two-hit day today for him. Singles in the 6th and the 8th. Those were both against Nick Swanson. Temple kicks. The 1-2 is grounded out towards third. It's played by Whitaker on two hops. He throws to first. Ball game over. The Woodpeckers go in front in the third, and they hold the lead throughout. They've taken their second in a row in Kinston. Tonight they win by a 7-4 final and take the upper hand in this series going into Friday night. Stick around. The postgame show coming up next on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. A winner tonight for the Woodpeckers.
Wednesday. Wednesday night all summer long. Every Wednesday home game is Dollar Dog Night at the ballpark. Enjoy $1 Smithfield Foods hot dogs throughout the game and bring your pup to the park for only a dollar as well. The great deals don't stop there. If the Woodpeckers win on Wednesday, so do you. Every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to a future Wednesday home game. So bring the whole family, including your furry friends, down to Segra Stadium Wednesday night for Dollar Dog Night. Learn more at MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers' 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Hey, Fay.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to Granger Stadium for the final time tonight. The Woodpeckers have won again, 7-4. As they take a lead in the top of the third and didn't look back, they added four more in the fifth and then one more for good measure in the ninth on a Tyler Whitaker solo home run. Also going deep tonight was Tommy Sacco. He finished on the day 2-for-5 with a two-run home run that came in that third inning that put them in front. And then the insurance later on in the fifth, coming on a couple of bases-loaded walks, a wild pitch, a sacrifice fly, and a tough inning from Jose Corniel. Woodpeckers were in a 6-3 game until that home run from Tyler Whitaker made it 7-3 down. He's got a late run in the ninth against Austin Temple, but he closes it down tonight. Inherited a spot there in the eighth inning where the tying run was on deck, so he gets the save, his first for the Woodpeckers. A.J. Blueball was fantastic tonight after a tough debut at home last week where he gave up six runs. Tonight he goes five innings, gives up just one earned run on two hits, didn't walk anybody, struck out eight, and then Nick Swanson 2-1/3 behind him and Temple the save after that. But Blueball gets the win. He goes to 1-1, and Emiliano Teodo, who gave up the Tommy Sacco go-ahead home run, suffers the loss. Again, the Down East Wood Ducks never tied or went ahead after that, and he gives up the two earned runs but gets the loss, falls to 3-5. The final time of game, 3 hours and 2 minutes tonight in front of a Granger Stadium crowd of 1,327. With the win tonight, the Woodpeckers improved to 51-71 overall on the regular season, and in the second half they are now a 20-37. So yesterday they got their 50th win of the regular season. Tonight they get their 20th win of the second half. As for the Down East Wood Ducks, they fall in this one to 62-61, and their new second half record currently has them at 29-28. So just a game above 500 on the overall schedule and the second half as well. So that turns us to tomorrow, 7 o'clock baseball here in Game 4 of the series, with the Woodpeckers leading the series 2-1. And on the mound tomorrow would be right-hander Dalen Miley for your Fayetteville Woodpeckers. As for the Down East Wood Ducks, they plan to roll out Gavin Collier. So it'll be right-hander Dalen Miley against right-hander Gavin Collier tomorrow, Game 4 of the series, right here from Granger Stadium at 7 o'clock with a 6:50 pregame show. And Colin Casey will be your voice over the next 3 days as he comes out here to Kinston and takes the broadcast in the series the rest of the way through the weekend until our homestand, final homestand of the 2022 regular season on Tuesday night, beginning at Segra Stadium, hosting the Lynchburg Hillcats for the one and only time this year, the Cleveland Guardians single A affiliate. Final line scores for one final time tonight. Fayetteville 7 runs, 7 hits, no errors. Down East does out hit Fayetteville 4 runs, 10 hits, no errors, but they suffer the loss again. The win to AJ Bluebaugh, lost to Tioto, and the save to Austin Temple. A big thanks again to Colin Casey following the broadcast tonight, keeping social media updated, and we're looking forward to listening to him tomorrow and throughout the weekend here at Kinston. A big shout-out to him and also to our loyal Woodpeckers listeners tuning us in tonight, however long you might have tuned us in for. Thanks for making us a part of your Thursday night plans. With that, I'm Andrew Chapman signing off in Kinston, North Carolina. Fayetteville wins 7-4 the final tonight. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball Live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Goodbye, everybody, and have a wonderful rest of your Thursday evening.
You've been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.